If you've been to church in the past week or so, and you're Catholic, then maybe you're already aware of the fight that's simmering between American nuns and the Vatican in Rome. The largest group of Catholic nuns in the U.S. was reprimanded by the Vatican recently for promoting radical feminist themes incompatible with the Catholic faith. I'm quoting there. That was the result of a two-year investigation into the Leadership Conference of Women Religious. It's a group that represents most of America's 55,000 Catholic nuns, and the Vatican has appointed an American bishop to straighten the nuns out. That's important news if you're a nun, but members of the Leadership Conference didn't expect this story to get a whole lot of attention from the broader public. So it's been a surprise to many of them that there's been a huge outpouring of support for the nuns, and that outpouring seems to be growing. Sister Simone Campbell joins us now, Executive Director of NETWRC, a national Catholic social justice lobby founded by Catholic sisters. Her group was cited in the Vatican document for wrongdoing along with the Leadership Conference. And also with us, John Allen, senior correspondent for the National Catholic Reporter from Rome. John, first, can you kind of run down the results of this Vatican investigation? What was the problem, they thought, with the Leadership Conference of Women Religious?
Sure, Celeste. Well, first of all, I think when we talk about the Vatican, it's important to remember that this is a complex bureaucracy that includes a lot of different points of view. And my own reporting would suggest that not everyone necessarily is on board with this crackdown. But this was led by a specific Vatican department called the Congregation for the Doctrine of the Faith, which is their very powerful sort of theological watchdog agency, in response to concerns that have been circulating in some quarters of Catholic opinion for a long time, and we're talking about decades. And the objections are that there are significant departures from traditional Catholic faith and practice in some areas of women's religious life. Specifically, they cited a silence on life issues such as abortion and euthanasia, what they called a culture of dissent on issues like same-sex marriage and women's ordination to the priesthood, which of course is banned in the Catholic Church, and then like what they called the inroads of radical feminism, by which they mean a tendency to sort of deconstruct or water down traditional Catholic doctrines such as the idea of God as a kind of heavenly father. And those were the concerns, in addition to concerns about the kinds of people who get invited to speak at meetings of this group of sisters, the kinds of publications they put out. All of that was in the mix, and as you say, it led to the appointment of Archbishop James Sarton of Seattle to oversee what the Vatican has described as a process of reform.
That's John Allen with the National Catholic Reporter. Let's go to Sister Simone Campbell, Executive Director of NETWRC. And sister, I wonder if you too were surprised at the number of people who have now come out, reached out to the American nuns and voiced their support in this dispute.
We've been totally overwhelmed by the generosity and the support, the outpouring of comments about what Catholic sisters mean to the people of the United States. Just yesterday, I got a note from a rabbi that I had met in St. Louis when I was there working on healthcare reform, and she sent a very generous check and said, just know that you have sisters in all faiths. And I have to say that it brought tears to my eyes.
And I wonder what your response is to this reprimand from the Vatican. It kind of surprised me a little that the problem they had was this focus on service to the poor. Was that a surprise to you as well?
Totally. I wear it as a complete badge of honor that we might be seen as working too much for the poor. I mean, that's where Jesus was. It's totally stunning that as John Allen points out, it's a piece of the institution. A piece of the institution finds this problematic that we would be totally committed to working on the side of those who live at the margins of our society. It's shocking that they would think that was wrong.
Well, John Allen, let me go back to you. When you talk about the huge bureaucracy that is the Vatican, is it fair then to think that this, what people are calling a fight between the American nuns and the Vatican, is a sign of a philosophical split or schism, I should say, in the church in Rome?
Well, I mean, in technical language, it's not a schism, because in order to have a schism, you have to have a bishop who's going to lead it, and there's no bishop who's going to do that. But
right.
Unofficially, I think there clearly are some very serious divisions in Catholic life. I'm not sure how accurate it is to say that they run between Rome and the Vatican, between Rome and the United States, however, because the truth is, you can find some very acerbic critics of the LCWR inside the Catholic opinion in the United States, and you can find some people who are much more sympathetic to the LCWR, even inside the Vatican. So I think it's a philosophical split that exists, but framing it as the Vatican versus the nuns, I think in some ways is a bit misleading.
Well, since you're talking about acerbic critics, let's listen to a comment from Bill Donahue. We spoke to him yesterday. He's the president of the Catholic League, and asked for his opinion on the Vatican investigation. Here's his response.
I know a number of nuns who, over the past several years, have been practically in tears with me over the what's happened to so many of their sisters who are in open rebellion against the teachings of the Catholic Church. There is a place in this country for people who are faithful Christians but who can't accept the Catholic Church's teachings. They become Protestants. But when you stay and you decide, well, I'm not going to leave, but I'm not going to accept the teachings of the Catholic Church, then that raises some very serious issues.
So, Sister Simone Campbell, what's your response to that? Are American nuns, or a large portion of them, in open rebellion?
Heavens no. We're definitely living a faith life that is profound, that knows that God is at the center, that Jesus is our teacher and our way. We live faithful to the gospel and faithful to the teachings of our church. It's very interesting that the fight really is not about doctrine. It's not about faith. What it's about is culture. And what the Vatican seems to be saying, and what Mr. Donahue may espouse, I don't know, but is that Rome really likes all our work. They like us to be in hospitals and be educators and be engaged in service to our people, but they don't want us thinking, they don't want us talking, and they don't want us asking questions. And we're just doing what Pope Pius XII said to do in the 50s, which was to get educated and engage in the world and ask questions. And Vatican II continued that renewal. So it's, I think some people within the church don't like the consequences of what the church urged us to do and what we faithfully did. But how can we be faithful to that call of the church and then be cited as being outliers or being unfaithful to the church? It just doesn't make sense.
Well, Sister, then let me ask you if you maybe can characterize what's behind this groundswell of support among Americans who've been reaching out to nuns over the past week or two. What then do you think they're responding to?
I think they're responding to the fact that we are by our service, we are a strong moral presence in the church, and in not just the church, but in our society. And the part that stunned me was how much our lives are seen, because most of us think we're pretty invisible and that we're really not noticed. But by the outpouring of support, I think that we're seen as a credible witness to the gospel. I think the other piece that's in this is that the bishops are a little upset. Some bishops are upset that they're not seen in that same positive light. And so I think this urge to claim that they speak only for the church, which is true. They speak for the institutional church. We've never denied that. But I think it's the witness of our lives that has a greater power than the words that they may be saying.
So, John, what exactly, this American bishop who's been tasked with sort of bringing the American nuns and the members of the Leadership Conference of Women Religious, what exactly is he meant to do?
Well, the way it's described in his Vatican mandate from the Congregation for the Faith is he is to engage in a process of discussion with the LCWR leading to certain reforms, revising their internal rules, revising the kinds of publications they put out, revising the kinds of people that they invite to their assemblies, and so on. He's had an initial meeting with their leadership last week here in Rome. We have to see where that process goes. One question is going to be, how is he going to approach it? The other question will be, how will the LCWR respond? Will they be willing to accept the limits on their independence that this process would seem to imply? That, I think, we don't have an answer yet as to how that's all going to play out.
Sister Simone Campbell is Executive Director of Network, a national Catholic justice social justice lobby that was founded by Catholic sisters. And you just heard John Allen, Senior Correspondent for the National Catholic Reporter. Thanks to both of you.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, the New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.